Welcome to the 101 God's Grace podcast. My name is Luke and I am your host today. The first episode I want to talk about is about myself. I want to introduce myself and I want to for you guys to know who I am and to able to basically build trust, build fellowship, and build support, and also to spread the word out there of God's word. Also try to motivate people and also try to support people out there in the world that are struggling with in life. First thing I want to tell you is my name is Luke. I am 25 years old. I currently live in the United States, Pennsylvania. I am adopted. I was born in Romania. I lived in an orphanage for about 8 years. And the story I want to tell you is basically how my whole entire life changed after my American parents, which is Chris and Pam, adopted me in 2001. So I'm going to try to keep this not too long and not too short. I'm going to try to keep this in between. But anyways, my parents came in 1999, and my parents were having issues of having a child. My mom wasn't able to keep her children that she had. So then they decided to basically send out information about what they're looking for, which would be they're looking for a boy or a girl. So they sent out a profile exactly what they wanted, and I popped up. And then also talk about later about my brother also being with me. So back to the story, I basically just lived 7.5 years in the orphanage. I remember those days. I remember being cold. It is a third world country. We didn't have a lot of money and that stuff. I had a lot of responsibility with basically taking care of I was the oldest, so I had a lot of youngsters underneath me. So in 1999, my parents came and flew to Romania. Basically, the Romania orphanage sent them a profile, and it was me. I was 7.5 years. They gave me a little description about who I was and everything. So my parents decided to fly about 14 hours to come and see who I was. So basically, my parents were flying 14 hours. They got there. Also, they had a translator waiting for them at the airport. They came and they had basically a front gate. It was it was a gate with also gated around area, basically, so we weren't able to go in and out of the orphanage. So my parents came in. I remember two strangers walking into the open gates of our front house, and I remember my orphanage parents told me that basically hey, we're having company, we're having somebody come see you guys. And of course, at 7.5 years old, I was praying and waiting for a long time to see, you know, who's going to take me and who's going to come and take me away. So Pam and Chris came with toys, of course. When you go into Romania, third world country, and basically you have American parents or whoever wants to come, basically they treated them basically like almost a goddess, basically, because of them being from a different country and state and that stuff. So we had a huge buffet and that stuff. So my Chris and Pam were introduced by my orphanage parents. So we were chit-chatting, talking, and all that stuff. And basically, my mom and dad, my Pam and Chris were asking me questions and that stuff, and a translator had to ask. I was tell you one thing, I was not shy at all to speak, and I was just basically answering the questions. I was 7.5. I don't really remember that much of it, but I understand that they asked me, you know, how are you doing, basically what do you want to do. If you came into, you know, America, what would you want to do? And this, this, and that. And basically, they said, "Well, we have toys for you." Well, of course, as a 7.5-year-old child, I love toys, and any 7-year-old child would. So basically, they handed the toys out, and I had the toys, and we were playing and that stuff. And Chris and Pam basically were talking to the my orphanage parents about, you know, hey, ask them questions about how long I've been there, what am I like, and all that stuff. So basically, after dinner, or I think it was dinner, either lunch or dinner, I don't really know, but I was there, and they chit chat, and then basically my orphanage parents said, hey, they have to leave, and they'll come back. Well, when they left, I was devastated, because I really, really enjoyed the people, and I enjoyed Chris and Pam, and able to enjoy the happiness and joy and the love that they shared at that couple hours there. So to me, I was asking myself, you know, what is it? Are they coming back? Are they not coming back? Am I going to be stuck here for another years and that stuff? A lot of things went through my mind that day and night. But a couple days later, I was very ecstatic and very excited, because I will never forget this day where my orphanage parents says, hey, Luke, or is legal, they call me Lahel as Romanian. And they said, hey, Lahel, I just want to let you know that we're going to pack your stuff. And I asked them, so you're telling me I'm leaving? They said, yeah, you're getting adopted. I'm sorry, what'd you say? Lahel, you're getting adopted. Let's get your stuff together. We have short time. Oh my gosh, I was the most excited person in the world. So much things went through my mind, and I didn't really understand where I was going, but I just knew I was getting out of the orphanage. And a car pulled up. Never seen a car in my entire life, because in Romania, third world countries, there's very rare to have cars and that stuff. So when Chris and Pam walked back basically into the house and that stuff, they said goodbye to, I said goodbye to my the kids underneath me, and also to my adoptive parents and that stuff. And I remember to this day, my parents grabbed my hand, walked me out, took me out in the car and that stuff. And I was so, like, just confused and excited, because again, I spoke Romanian, and remember, my parents only took, I think they said they only took about a month of classes that was available here as for Romania. So, but they did have the translator and that stuff there. So, but the craziest part is that, I almost forgot to tell you, my little brother, Alexandru Vargas, that was his last name. They basically said, hey, I just want to let you know, we just decided, that basically, we forgot to tell you that Alexandru is related to, Lahel, and, we were brothers. So they were like, oh, okay. You know, they didn't really have too much information about him either. He was 2.5 years old when he was, we were two separate orphanages, which is crazy. And I still don't understand to this day how they figure out Alexandru was my brother. But that's why I'm talking about miracles. Miracles happen every single day, every time, and every second in this world. So basically, he said, okay, well, we'll bring Alex the next day, basically, you'll have to take him too. And my parents like, oh, okay, well, that's fine, I guess, and everything. So instead of having one child that they wanted to adopt, they went from two, and they took Alexandru and Lahel, which is me, both of us out and into the car and that stuff, and we've got to the airport. I never flew a plane. I never seen so many people in my entire life. I never seen so much luggage and all that stuff that at an airport is. And I was a wild child. I have no clue. Again, like, my parents spoke 100% English, and they only spoke some Romanian, so they knew yes, no, go to bathroom, pee, poop, sit, stay, and all that stuff. So basically, when they got there, they basically had to keep my hand and hold my hand tight, because I wanted to take off, because there's so much noise and so much people and so much that they didn't want to lose the kids. So I got there, and basically We were waiting to go to the airport and that stuff, and waiting lounge and everything. And my parents were trying to calm us down and that stuff. Because again, I was the wild one. My little brother, two and a half year old, he didn't have a clue, and he was just going with the flow. So my parents, you know, we waited. Finally, we were called to get back on the plane and everything like that. So that's where the interesting story happens too. So we got on the plane, we got strapped and that stuff, and they immediately wanted to tell the stewards that basically, hey, we just got them from Romania. I apologize if they, you know, if they misbehave, if they just don't know where they are and that stuff. So basically, the plane started, and then we climbed to the maximum altitude and everything. So everything was good for about an hour. Well, I was very crazy, seven and a half years old, and basically I just decided to get bored. So I unstrapped my seatbelt and was basically running up and down and climbing on seats and that stuff. And my dad just didn't know what the heck to do. My mom basically was just sitting there trying to keep my brother, my two-year-old, quiet and that stuff. So funny part is the security wasn't as the tightest it was now in the airplanes, where the cockpits of the where the doors are supposed to be locked and everything, there's no such thing, high security like that. So I was just curious. I was going in and out of the bathroom. I was just basically a wild child trying to keep myself busy. Well, I remember to this moment where I decided to open everything up and open doors that I saw. Well, I was stood there as a 7.5 years old and opened the cockpit of the airplane. And there's two, the pilot and the co-pilot was just basically driving the airplane. And they looked at me and they're like, oh, hey, you know, how's it going? And this and that. And my dad saw me immediately. And he basically apologized to the captain and the co-pilot that, hey, I was sincerely apologize. I did not want my kid to go up and down. And he just came from Romania. We just adopted them. And they were totally understanding that they closed the door. The stewards came back and said, hey, would you like anything for your kids and drinking that stuff? Yeah, they said, well, you know, do you have anything to calm kids down, you know? And they're like, yeah, we have something for you. I guess apparently back then, you can give them sleeping medication, I guess they had, or something like that, to kids, but not anymore. So I passed out, we landed it, and basically we sat there, and we actually had TVs, little TVs built into the seats and that stuff, and watching movies, and I passed out. Once we landed, basically we were just like excited. My parents woke me up and everything, and I was like, okay, well, I'll just go with the flow. So the craziest part is, here I go, get off the plane. Well, you know, my family, they got the word, hey, we just adopted these kids. I'm not kidding you. I probably think between 20, 30 of my family mates were standing there, so excited for me, stoked and everything. And I got off that plane and I was just like, who the heck are you guys and that stuff. And my dad forgot to held my hand off the plane. So I took off. I took off running. They were like, oh, hey, you know, English. They say, hey, you know, you got to go chase after Luke. Go get him. He's taking off and that stuff. That's when I met my grandfather, Michael Baldwin. He just recently passed away. He's the first person I contact out of the 20, 30 people, and grabbed me, ran after me and grabbed my hand. And I looked at him and he looked at me and basically just, you know, held my hand tight and everything. And in English, hey, you know, son, how you doing? My name is this, that. Of course, remember, guys, I did not speak a lick of English. So I was like, okay, well, he has my hand. I can't really go anywhere. So after that, my parents, my Pam and Baldwin, now they're my parents here in the United States, they basically introduced me to the 20, 30 of my family mates. We all got together in cars and basically drove to my parents' house. Since then, in 2001, it took me about 2 years, 2.5 years to start speaking English. And I basically was, it's a very hard time for me because, again, like I said, 7.5 years in an orphanage, not knowing what love, not knowing what love, relationship, comfort, and all that stuff is, because they didn't really show that much there at the orphanage. But 2.5 years later, in 2001, I started speaking English and that stuff. And that's where my basically journey began. And I went to school the first time. And basically, I could tell you on and on. I don't want to make this long because this is my first broadcast. But if you want to if you want to hear or listen to my broadcast for another episode of mine, and I'll continue the story, I could write a whole book about my 25. I'm 25 now, so that being been living here in the United States for about 18 years. So I could tell you so many stories that happened, special miracle stories, and what exciting things that happened during my journey and continued journey here in life. So I hope you guys really enjoyed that, the story. Again, like I said, I was trying not to keep it long. I'm trying to keep this broadcast basically to the minimum. And if you, ladies and gentlemen, want to listen or to send me a message, if you want me to continue on with the story, again, I can tell you so many funny stories and everything like that. And basically tell you chapters of my life and how interesting it is. Thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate it. And please subscribe and please hit the like button. And again, God bless you guys. Thank you for listening to 101 God's Grace broadcast. And hope you guys enjoy your weekend. If you do want results, and if you want me to continue on posting episodes, and you guys want to listen to me, please get response back, message me, and see if you guys are interested into more of this broadcast and my podcast. Again, please like and share, and I hope you guys liked my story of my beginning of story of my life, and hopefully continue basically getting a lot of you guys to listen, and also to have your support and able to basically grow with me, and to make this hopefully my passion to do so. All right, God bless you guys. Thank you again. Thanks for listening to 101 God's Grace podcast. God bless you guys, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.